680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and by my side is my wife, the beautiful and hip Robin.
Chris, I asked him to stop calling me gracious. I sound like my grandmother.
So gracious she is not.
Gracious she is not.
She is not a gracious person, not one bit. Nope, I will never call her that again per her request.
So I guess Sparky is out of the question, too?
Well,
Sparky's fine.
I can't say my beautiful and Sparky, you know, wife, but I
glittery?
Glittery?
Glittery.
Yeah. Yes. Bling obsessed? That might work. How we doing?
I'll keep it going. I just think it's really funny because I've barely worn jewelry all the way through this corona crud.
That's true. You haven't worn much jewelry at all.
I haven't worn any makeup. I mean, I'm saving so much money on makeup, you'd think I would be really flush. But
yeah.
I'm not.
How about that? Wow. Hey, well, guess who's on the line, folks? If you've been watching the Facebook page, and some of you have, and not many of you have commented or not many of you have shared, but that's okay. You'll get used to that as we continue to go on. That would be our social media guru to the outdoor world here in Maryland. Another hip dude. That would be I'd like to introduce Bob Lynch. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning.
Hey,
how
Bob.
Are you?
I'm great. I called up to talk to Robin about wearing makeup during Corona.
Okay.
That sounds perfect.
That'd be good. Go ahead.
I didn't wear any makeup either, Robin.
I don't know. A couple of your pictures, I thought you had it on. But
at least the lip gloss, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking blue eyeshadow.
Blue eyeshadow? That would look good on Bob. Yeah, how you been, buddy?
Good.
How you been?
Well, lucky to be up. I tell you what, this is early for me.
Yeah.
It's early
for me.
I'm
more of an afternoon kind of guy, but, you know.
Yeah.
Happy to call in, see what's going on.
Well, you're what's happening, buddy. So we've got a number of folks that kind of overlap in our worlds to give us a call, so that's going to be good. So, Bob, your business is known as what?
Well, BV Creative Plus.
BV Creative Plus. Okay.
Yeah. So, and I have a Facebook page and website. And
BV Creative Plus.
Yep.
So, but in as few words as possible, no, I mean 2,500 words or less, what do you do?
Well, you know, I've kind of evolved into kind of like a one-stop shop. You know, back in the day, I used to get subcontracted by ad agencies. And, you know, they would call me up to do various projects, and then, you know, I would hand the projects over, and they basically put their stamp on it. You know, I would do one thing for a project, and then, you know, then the agency would hand things over to a client, whoever that client would be.
Right.
Now, I've kind of evolved, and, you know, ad agencies don't like me because I circumvent them, you know, because I handle everything, you know, from meeting with clients, discussing ideas, and then, you know, we develop an idea, whether it be a logo or brochure or, well, anything, you know. I mean, anything in the media industry that has to do with print or web.
Right.
And then, you know, I oversee the fulfillment of it and hand it off to the client. And, you know, I tell you, I live basically with small businesses that have been in business less than 5 years, or just, I really like working with startups, people that are just getting off the ground.
Right.
And, you know, and basically I call them branding projects, where I basically create a brand or a logo, and then that goes on all their things, be it a business card or whatever they might do. And, and then just fulfill all those things. And then, of course, from there, once you get it off the ground, you know, they call me back from time to time throughout the year and need other things.
Right.
So, you know, I like to build up good relationships with people and continue to work for them. I mean, a lot of the people, I mean, Alan, I could use you for an example. I mean, we've done work in and out for a bunch of years, you know.
Yes, we have. And let me bring the folks up to date. A long time ago, I met a lady by the name of Donna Fisher. And mm-hmm. Donna worked with me on Fishing and Hunting Journal, Maryland Deer Hunting Guide. We started the Maryland Hunting Quarterly together with her at the helm as the designer and so forth. And she designed a number of logos. And at that point, you and I were working together when you had a client who wanted to run an ad in our magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would contact you. They would contact you. All of a sudden, I get an email, and there's a customer's ad built to size. Gorgeous work, by the way. So that's how you and I first got started. And then when later on, we came to you and said, hey, Bob, we need some help with a couple of projects, and one of them was Bucks, Bears, Stags.
Yeah, that was a fun project.
And being in the hunting world, I know you're a deer hunter and others. You jumped all over it and sent us a number of designs, and we finally settled on one. And it is the logo, the ongoing logo for Bucks, Bears, Stags. The stickers, all the media, everything, the website. It's the Facebook header and so forth. And then the purpose of the Bucks, Bears, Stags was to create a record book for Maryland of all the deer, bear, and Sika deer that would meet a minimum antler or skull measurement for a score. And we said, hey, Bob, what do you think about this book? Here it is. And we were able to work with some of the people that were associated with you and others. We came up with three photographs, one of a white-tailed deer, one of a black bear, and one of a Sika deer. And Bob put it all together for a gorgeous-looking record book, front and back cover. So we are eternally grateful for that.
Yeah, I jumped all over that project. I've kind of evolved to, you know, after all these years of doing this, you know, that's a pretty high profile and kind of an honorary thing because, you know, I think if you hunt and breathe in Maryland, you're going to see a copy of that book. You know, and it was great, you know, kind of collaborating with you and then the other photographers and then, of course, your design staff to put everything together and printing and,
right,
you know, and creating that cover. And, you know, I tell you what, if you called me to do that, I don't know, 15 years ago, I don't know if I could have done it.
Wow.
You know, I don't know. I just wasn't doing things like that.
Right.
But, you know, and I don't know exactly. Well, I know how to do that stuff. I mean, I've worked on a lot of different book covers over the years, and just learned because I had to learn, you know, about the production. And, you mm-hmm. know, the big thing about me is when I do something, you know, I want to be able to hand it off to whoever is printing it or whomever, and it basically is not a headache for them.
Right, and you did, and the printing company was just ecstatic that it was the way it was. I mean, we had some last minute changes right at the end. You know,
and that's all part of the process. A lot of people in the industry, they can't handle it.
Right,
it's like if you can't handle changes, you go work in a bank or something. I mean, that's just part of it. You know,
and they handle a lot of change in the bank, Bob. Pick another occupation.
Yeah. But, you know, I can't remember. Of course, we worked with Greg Sharper and got the picture of the whitetail.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the photographer who took that amazing Sika deer picture of it wading out in the water.
Yes.
You know, and that worked out real well.
Earl Blanchfield.
Yeah. You know, and
Caitlin, correct me if I'm wrong, Caitlin Rossignolo like did thing? The bear. I'm sorry?
What's that?
I said I was giving all the artists credit. I said Earl Blanchfield did the Sika stag called Waiting Sika. The black bear was photographed in Western Maryland by Caitlin Rossignolo, who works for Department of Natural Resources.
Yeah,
the white-tail buck was Greg Sharp. Yep. So.
Yep. You know, I just, you're collaborating with a lot of different talents around the state.
Exactly.
And then, you know, the big thing there, I mean, those people see that on the cover of that book, and it makes them feel like they're rock stars. It's like, wow, I've been part of this project.
Yep.
And they, in turn, you know, they're going to show all their friends and neighbors, and they're going to see it, and they'll be like, well, geez, Greg, it's amazing. You did that picture on the cover of the book? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that kind of feeds and fuels marketing on its own.
Sure.
Which is kind of like the premise of social media. I guess that's what we're going to talk about some today.
Yep.
You know, it all works together. But that was a great project. And Alan, doesn't that come? Are you planning on doing that book again? Like, is it every 5 years or something?
Yeah,
like that?
2023 will be the next one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm going to make. I'm gonna go ahead and say, yeah, I'll do it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't know if we want him, Robin. What do you think?
I think probably.
Probably will. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You got the job. So.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's something. I got a couple copies, on my shelf at home.
Yep.
You know, well, from a personal standpoint, like, you know, I'll show my kids that stuff. My kids have been seeing me do this stuff growing up. You know, you just show, like I've shown my daughter, who, by the way, might call in. She's quite
a good
hunter herself.
Glad to hear it.
And she lives down in Florida now. She's a nurse.
Okay.
And she says, Dad, I'm calling in. I got a story for him. I was like, okay.
Oh, cool. That's
so
cool.
We'll see. I don't know what she has in store or, you know, if she's going to get up. But anyway, you know, like I'll show them that book and she'll be like, Dad, that's cool.
Yep.
You know, if I can get that out of my kids, I know I did a good job.
Exactly. So, exactly.
Yeah. But anyway.
All right, cool. That's all right. So I think we might have somebody on the line. Let's see. No, not yet. Well, I know Uncle Lou is sitting in his recliner. He just had knee replacement surgery, so he's sitting in his recliner. He's about to call in. So,
yeah.
When he calls, we'll conference. And
yeah, we had a little run-in last night with Lou.
Did you really? Good for you.
Well, on my personal page.
Oh.
You know, and this is, you know, of course, we did that little ad to promote the morning show, you know, and I got a lot of response on my personal page.
Right.
I didn't put it on my business page. I put it on my personal page. And I was sitting around here last night with my friend, Trish. I was like, oh, my gosh. And, of course, people are going to razz me a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
But on Facebook, and I don't know if you've ever had it or Robin has ever had it, but you get, like, these fake profile people
that
pop up from time to time.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why, 11 o'clock last night, somebody, it was like, obviously it was fake, but it was like an 18-year-old girl from Germany or something, named Azina or something. But she basically said something, and it's right there on my page. I really enjoyed your profile. I think we would get along great. You know.
Oh, like wonderful.
That.
I hope you didn't answer.
Like, oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. I can't let this one go. And then Lou Compton had chimed in on that. So, you know, but
that's funny.
That's one of the crazy things.
Watch your money walk out the window.
Yeah. It is. It's crazy. You're right. People have found a way to prank other people and to actually try to extract money from them. I got it. Yeah. I know you know Doug Wigfield, who you designed his website, the Sicka Seducer and. I can't speak the name of his website right now.
Sickest Dag. It's just DougWigfield.com.
Okay, there's a market that he has though too. Cromart, I think. But anyway.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, I got an email from Doug. Can you do me a favor? Of course, when it shows up yesterday morning, when it shows up, it says Doug Wigfield, and I answered, yep. And I called him. I said, what's up? What do you need? He goes, what do you mean? I said, you sent me an email. No, I didn't. I said, so I went back and checked the email address, and it was some fake email address, and the person wanted me to buy him an Amazon gift card. And
nice.
So, yeah, so I just deleted all that stuff. So
you doubled the price.
It seems like I get something like that every day, if it's from email or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that exactly happens, but there's some unscrupulous things going on there. And, of course, most of it, people don't fall for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure some people do.
Yeah.
But, Doug's a great guy. He's great to talk to.
He may be calling in, but I doubt it.
So might Lou Compton.
Well, Lou already texted me, so.
Okay.
Hey, well, look, here's what we're going to do, Bob, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to do a couple live commercials that we have to do. And if somebody calls in the meantime, we'll take a break. Or maybe we'll just do the whole first break. Why don't we just do that? So
you do what you got to do, Alan.
Sure, it's going to be a couple minutes, and we'll get back, okay?
All right.
All right. So, hey, we're winding up Clyde Sports Shop's Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale. These are the last 2 days, today and tomorrow. So if you want to save on some premium monofilament fishing line and get your reels filled for half price, hurry on in there. Take your spools in, and they'll put premium mono on there for one, starting at 1 cent a yard, but for half price, basically. If it's 4 cents, you get it for two. All Shakespeare and Pfluger rods and reels are on sale. The Penn spinning reels featuring the Battle 2 series are also on sale. Kids combos and fishing kits. These are pretty cool. They're species specific for catfish or trout or bass, whatever. They're on sale as well. All trolling supplies are on sale, including Clark spoons and Sea Striker planers. Don't forget to check out the selection of St. Croix rods for live and frozen bait and minnows, fishing license, rod repairs, terminal tackle, and everything for rockfish. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne is the address for Clyde Sports Shop. That's 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Winding down the 10-day Let's Go Fishing Sale ends tomorrow. Go get them. All right. We've got a great customer and sponsor by the name of Backyard Billy's. And Backyard Billy's is located right on Route 50, right off exit 44. And they have another company there called Hearth America, which handles the, you know, fireplace and hearth division. So you've put it off long enough. Spring has sprung. It's time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. Backyard Billy's on Ken Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, and especially the Adirondack chairs, can be seen from Route 50 at exit 44, Ken Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and a freestanding deck umbrellas. You want to see these big, giant deck umbrellas. You put one of these on your deck, it'll shade your whole deck. It's fantastic. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget, and Backyard Billy's Hearth America is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Backyardbillies.com or 410-827-4500. Excuse me. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is just going to look great. We'll be right back.
Sliding downhill this weekend after a taste of spring this past week. Looks like we feel the colder side of March now. West, northwest winds through the weekend and cooler today, high 56, upper 30s tonight. Partly cloudy Sunday, high 62, and then much cooler Monday, Tuesday with highs in the 40s, lows in the 30s. In fact, could even see some rain or snow showers for Tuesday morning, and much of next week's going to be on the cooler side of things. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bedliner, and truck gear today. Linex! Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If I could walk with the animals, jog with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals, and they could talk to me. If I consulted with quadrupeds, I think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles to tea.
All right,
there
we go.
Don't stop that, but I love that song.
I know you love that song. We were, well, Bob, and I guess we've been joined by Lou Compton, the retired head of the Maryland Bowhunter Society, and we'll talk about Bob's involvement in just a minute. But, Bob, when you have a project and you send it to a small business, you know, there's more than just the business owner that makes a decision. You know, he does involve his family, as you mentioned, involving your kids. I involve Robin in everything we do, including critiquing your designs and everything
right.
else. So, you know, she is, she's got a good eye, and she says, I like that, I don't like that, change this, this should be darker, this should be lighter. Different shade of green, what do you think about that? And I'm like, okay, let me run it by, you know, the designer, whether it's you or, you know, the young lady that puts our, Jennifer, that puts our magazine together. And, you know, she has a lot of input in that. So this is kind of a joint collaboration here at Ellis Outdoors, at least.
Yeah, well, I'm a non-paid volunteer.
A lot of input. I'm sorry, Robin, go ahead.
Instead of a non-paid volunteer.
Oh.
Creative director.
Yeah,
emeritus.
She's an influencer, Bob, but not online.
Now, sometimes it takes a village, you know?
Did you just really quote Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
Hey, Lou, what do you think of that? Bob Lynch quoted Hillary Clinton.
Is Lou on the line?
Lou's back in the back. Yeah, Lou's in the background.
Oh.
Yeah, he's lurking. Hi, Lou.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. Did you just hear Bob Lynch? Hey, Robin says hey. Did you just hear Bob Lynch quote Hillary Clinton?
I did. He's been a Hillary fan for many, many years. It's something he tries to keep in the closet.
Is that right?
Yeah. I got the T-shirts.
Okay.
He must have a really big closet.
Hey, did you ever see his crossbow? That's something else you ought to keep in the closet.
Let's not go there now. Come on, old boy. Give me a break.
Listen.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bob.
We can circle back to that crossbow story. All right. But how'd you like that? I dropped in circle back.
That's good.
Oh, I did. Press secretary. I'm saying that a lot these days. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, talking about social media, you know, there's so much, it's such a vicious political climate now.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I try to stay away from that 100%. I mean, I just don't like to delve into it. Everybody's got their own opinions, and, you know, it can turn into an arena to fight. And, you know, I really look at it as two things. One, a place to have fun, and two, to promote your business.
Yeah.
And I firmly believe, you know, if you start spouting off a lot about your political stance, well, you cut off half of your potential customers.
That's
there
true.
You go.
That's true.
You know, I mean, it's just, it's like, why do it? If you got an opinion about something like that, why don't you pick up the phone and talk to somebody about it, but don't do it open. I mean, that's just stupid. I don't know how else to put it.
I had the pleasure of introducing Bob Ehrlich when he did a little store tour at the big box in Arundel Mills, and the discussion was, well, what party is he? And, you know, everybody kind of scrambled around and said, well, you know, the other side buys fishing and hunting tech, you know, stuff too, so why would you alienate everybody? Half the group. What?
Speaking of Ehrlich.
Yeah.
I wanted to say, I personally have met him and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry. He lost his father this week.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah. I got it. Robin's dad worked for Bob Ehrlich. He was actually the Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources under Bob Ehrlich. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. But
no, I did not know.
Yeah. So I think Lou might know. So, well, let's circle back there, Bob, to your involvement with Lou, who happened to get up early and get on the line with us in the Maryland Bowhunter Society. Give us a little insight into that.
Well, Lou and I used to work the stripper circuit downtown Baltimore years ago. Remember that, Lou?
Back in the day. Yes, I do remember. Quite
back in the day.
What did you guys do, Broadway?
Yeah, we did Broadway.
I thought you were table dancing.
I did the narrow way. Bob went to the Broadway.
Okay.
As most people know, I mean, Lou is a dedicated guy to our, you know, Maryland Bowhunter Society. And
the National Archery in the Schools program.
Yeah, well, that's the thing now. I mean, he's on point for our NASS program, you know.
And, yes, he is.
Commendable efforts all along, and got a career full of it. So,
no question.
And Lou and I have worked a little bit on with his NASS program. Not a lot, but a little bit. But mostly Lou and I have worked with the Maryland Bowhunter Society off and on over the years, and you know, it's been fun, you know. Mostly with development of websites for the Maryland Bowhunter Society, and of course we worked for Rubs and Scrapes magazine. That was a life changer for the society.
Indeed it was.
Yeah. So you know, but you know, Lou, I don't know if you remember this. I was the one that suggested that the MBS get on Facebook.
Yes, you were. I remember a lot of things. I'm sitting here thinking before this call. It's been 30 years, Bob.
Yeah, it's been that long.
Well, it was in 1991 when I kind of got involved with the reorganization of the MBS. And, you know,
I remember that actually.
You came in and we got a phone call from you as an interested volunteer. And, gosh, it started the ball rolling then. And as you'll remember, the MBS, unfortunately, we had a bad period there. We're under some mismanagement, and we were fighting to get reorganized. And
I lived through that, guys.
Yeah. I didn't, but I've heard many stories.
Yeah. I lived through it, too. As a matter of fact, just yesterday I passed the files on from that whole debacle to the new leadership, since I've kind of stepped aside now.
Right.
Make sure they had a historical record of it. But anyway, it tarnished our reputation quite a bit, and I fought hard. The one thing I swore when we got involved in that we were going to be 100% honest and open about it. And that's kind of how I met Bob. Bob called us, and we ended up talking a little bit, and he offered his services. And he kind of, I got to give him 100% of the credit for helping to drag us out of that mire and muck that we were in, and bring us into the social media age and some branding and cleaning us up a little bit in our social presence. And
did you do the logo, Bob? Did you do the MBS logo?
I did the current logo.
Okay.
They had the original logo, which was been around for years, and that was actually the first thing that I suggested that they do.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, in my opinion, it was just a bit dated. You got to understand, it's hard for me to come into a place and basically say, yeah, you're doing it wrong. You need to do it this way. You know?
Yeah.
But they, you know, they listened and, you know, and it took us a little bit of time, but, you know, we recreated a brand for the MBS.
Yep.
Similar, but new. And of course, we put it on a bunch of T-shirts and whatnot. And then we decided to take a look at the newsletter.
Yep.
And I was able to turn it from like a desktop newsletter that members would get into I think it was either 24 or 28 page magazine.
Rubs and Scrapes.
Yeah.
Rubs and Scrapes.
And what that did was it kind of got more involvement from our membership that they could write stories.
Right.
And, you know, and they send in their own photos. And I'd have to work with photos taken off old school flip phones and all kinds of stuff and somehow, you know, turn it into something that looked decent. And then, you know, the end result was you got a professional looking magazine that arrived in your mailbox four times a year.
Right.
And it just generated the excitement about, you know, the MBS.
Sure.
You know, I mean, you know, the MBS has certainly evolved since then in their marketing. I mean, you know, they have the website, which I don't update anymore. I believe, is it Lee Bostick that runs it now? Or?
Yeah, Lee Bostick and Mary Beth Flinish are jointly doing that. And also the membership secretary, Cheryl Neese, he's got his hand in it, too. So,
good.
So it's kind of a three-person collaboration right now.
All good people, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
All good people.
You know, the MBS, you know, I remember talking to Lou and, you know, of course, everything isn't always received with bells and whistles. I remember I was actually at the Baltimore Bowman, and Lou, I don't know if you remember this. I was like, Lou, we got to get on Facebook. I remember Lou saying, oh, we don't need to get on Facebook. We need to get on Facebook. And we did, and it started out slow. But now, and I guess it's Mary Beth that updates a good bit of it.
Yes, it is. It's Mary Beth. You know, it's a matter of finding the right person with the taste for it, too. Myself, I'm 64, or coming up on 64, and a little bit of a stick in the mud with Facebook. And
you're a puppy.
Says Alan, 100%.
I was drugged into it, kicking and screaming, and fortunately had the sense to know that, hey, it's time I step aside and turn the leadership roles over to a younger generation. And since then, that was probably the wisest decision I've made in many years. And they've run with it, and the social media side now has really picked up a lot of interest and all in the organization, and it's helped us. But, Bob, before we move on, I want to go ahead and remind you of something. Do you remember a certain phone call you got over a Rubs and Scrapes issue? It was a youth article in there, and you got a phone call from a certain rather famous bow hunter around the world. You want to speak to that?
Well, which one?
Ted Nugent calling you?
Huh?
You remember when Ted Nugent called you?
God.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
I get calls from Ted Nugent every day, it sounds like.
That was kind of an odd thing. I actually got to meet him, and he thought, you know, that was just like an amazing. Oh, that's right. I remember the cover. It was Kenzie Curry.
Kenzie Curry, that's right.
I cannot believe I remember that name, but she was a young lady who killed a really nice buck. And we put her on the cover of Rubs and Scrapes, and somehow a copy got in the hands of Ted Nugent. And I forget the conversation, but he really liked it, and he thought that, you know, the MBS was basically paving the way for the entire country from that, you know, just putting out a newsletter of that quality. And, you know, old Uncle Ted, and then, you know, so we got invited to actually go to a concert and meet him. He was playing at the Maryland State Fair, and I went down with one of my buddies, and we got to go in his trailer afterwards. And he was a real decent guy. I mean, he preaches to you, you know, he really does. And but you know, he's something else. He really is. But he was very impressed with what the MBS was doing, and he signed a bunch of copies of the magazine, and of course I gave them out to people over the years. I think I still have a copy that's signed by him. But yeah, that was, you know, one of the little perks. So I completely forgot about that, Lou.
Yeah. Well, it always stays in my mind because it speaks to the quality of work that you provided for us, Bob. And I can't say how much I appreciate it. And
it was my pleasure.
I've got to say that it's in my role there as the president of MBS. Some years back, I also served on a national board through the, which was an offshoot through Pope and Young, the North American Bow Hunting Coalition, and I would meet every year. We would have an annual conference of the NABC of different bow hunting organizations from across the country, and I remember taking our newsletter to those events and sharing them with people, and they were so astonished at the quality of our magazine and the work that we were putting out there. And it really, it solidified our position as a bow hunting organization after that debacle that I was talking about. It really gave us good solid footing. So yeah, this, BV Creations, my friend Bobby Velvet, otherwise known as Bob Lynch, he's done a heck of a job for the image.
Wait, Lou, you yes. can't throw that out there and not explain it. Also known as Bobby Velvet?
There is a side of Bob that people should realize. That when you get attached with Bob, you're going to have fun. You are going to laugh. Trust me.
No question.
Yeah. Bob has at least probably three or four alter egos that I know of. And Bobby Velvet is, we'll just say that's his colorful side of life.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he is so much fun with it, and you'll have to maybe prompt him to explain to you a few things. I know he's got another friend out there that I hope he's out there waiting to call in. B.D. Brannigan, a former senator there, political figure, and just so much fun with Bob. So many stories.
Well, let me touch briefly on Senator B.D. Brannigan. Okay. Way back in the day when I was more involved with, like, legislative work and volunteer grassroots stuff, Lou, we all went to a banquet of some sort, wasn't it?
Yeah, Maryland Sportsman's Association.
Yeah, and, I mean, it was a pretty high-profile event. It was,
oh, yeah.
You know, you had to wear a suit, and so I got to go down. I mean, you get a free dinner and have a cocktail or two. It was a nice evening. We were waiting in line and to get it, and you got a name tag, and... You know, I just walk up and they're like, well, what's your name? And I just said, Senator B.D. Brannigan, for whatever reason. I don't know why. And she wrote it down and I stuck it on my jacket lapel. And I walked around that banquet and just introduced myself as Senator B.D. Brannigan. It's the truth. My lovely friend, she's laying here on the couch next to me. And she's like, I tell her these stories. She said, you did what? I was like, yeah. Yeah, Senator B.D. Brannigan, and, you know, and it was funny for the evening, and people didn't know. They just shook your hand, and they'd be like, oh, hey, Senator. Oh, hey.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah. I've been to a number of those events where, you know, it's a bunch of glad-handing and, you know, and drinking, a lot of drinking. So
Well, it didn't last for just that evening. That alter ego sort of picked up some steam in the social media world. And Bob's circle of friends and all, and B.D. Brannigan makes an occasional appearance now and again, and it's always some fun stories to tell around that.
That's crazy.
You know, that's one of the things, the glue about the hunting community is the networking, you know, and if we can, pardon the term, circle back, you know, Facebook really has become the glue that, you know, you get to look and see what other people are doing.
Right.
You know? And, you know, back then, I don't think we were doing Facebook. I don't even think it was up. But, you know, you get to meet people and make new friends and, you know, next thing you know, you're getting invited to go on a hunt with somebody new that you just met, and, you know, it was just fun.
Sure.
You know, I always thought hunting was one of those things where, you know, you could be a multimillionaire or a broke fella. It didn't matter. If you liked to hunt, everybody met on the same page, and everybody enjoyed it, enjoyed their company.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, I will say, you know, Facebook has changed its face over the years. There's so many pages out there now that are hunting related, and there's a lot of groups, and I belong to many of them. I don't really contribute a lot personally, but I read them.
Right.
You know, and some are so much better than others.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, just talking about Maryland Bowhunter Society for a second, I mean, you know, that page itself has evolved over the years, and I guess it's Mary Beth again. I mean, I think she just does an amazing job of just putting up content. And it doesn't, you know, she doesn't have to go on there and necessarily say, hey, come to our banquet or sign up and be a member, but she just puts up images of deer or, you know, stories or little, I guess they call them memes, the M-E-M-E's.
And, right.
And just keep, you know, and it seems like at least two or three times a week, something fresh and new. And the
That's
way our culture
thing.
Is now, you know, people just flip through and it's okay if there's other hunting pages because you can go and visit, you know, a bunch of them. But you've got to keep a relevant face out there now. You just have
exactly.
to. Exactly. And it just lets people know, hey, we're still alive, we're doing our thing, pay attention to me, and you got 2 or 3 seconds of their attention before they go to the next page.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. You're absolutely right about Facebook. You know, you check in, you check on your friends, you may make a comment, you may not, you may like something, and you may not. And that's one of the things that we're doing here with Ellis Outdoors is trying to build our social media presence and our online presence for our sponsors and our customers. So, but we've got Steve Keithley on the line. We can't go there just yet. I've got to get this break in, and then we'll be right back to you guys as quickly as possible, okay?
Is Lou staying on, or?
I don't know. Are you staying on, Lou?
I'll stay as long as you'll have me, Mark.
All right, that sounds good. Hang on, fellas. Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater invites you to their new location. It's at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advanced Auto Parts. Call 410-456-0300. Bay Country Crabbing Supply has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting department, complete with Hoyt, Prime, and Matthews Bows, with more on the way. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and more, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. Bay Country Crabbing Supply's open house is April 24th, and Robin and I will be broadcasting from there from 5 to 7 a.m. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Hey, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, Robin and I did too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked all the heat out of the room. That's when we fixed it when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is a premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX335 gas fireplace insert after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. Now is the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Well, cold weather's on its way out, but it's perfect time to get your new gas insert. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook pages. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back. We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment?
Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here we got another caller on the line, our buddy Steve Keithley with Hunters of Maryland, and I know Steve is on his way to Wink Sporting Goods in Princess Anne to measure some deer for bucks, bears, and stags. Bucks, bears, stags. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Well, I'm getting ready. I'm on my second cup of coffee, and I think I got the car packed. I'm trying to remember everything I need to take down to Princess Anne.
I wrote him a list today, Steve. Big list.
And I've got to give you a check for some entries, too, Rob.
Oh, good. Okay. We'll take care of that. Yeah. You are conferenced in with Lou and Bobby Velvet.
Oh, geez.
So say hello to everybody.
Lou, are you back on the treadmill yet?
Not quite going to the treadmill yet, my friend. Not quite there. More like it's going to the recliner stage.
Yeah, okay, well, it's just because you said the word treadmill.
Yeah, exactly.
Lou just had knee replacement surgery, everybody. Just thought you'd fill you in on that. So, You're up, Steve.
Yeah, I was listening to all the Bobby Velvet input on social media and Lou Compton's little brief history of MBS, of which I've been all part of all that stuff.
Yep.
And,
you were former president at one time, right?
Yeah, I was president of MBS 95 through 97.
Right.
And after I left office in 97, we had some issues with some other officers following in my footsteps. And Lou Compton jumped in there with his police background, I should say. I'll just leave it at that on the public airways here. Lou jumped in and did his part to get the organization back on track and move forward.
Yeah.
And it was a pleasure to work with Lou back in those days, and I continue to work with Lou on the Maryland Wildlife Advisory Commission.
That's right. You guys are on the commission together. I forgot about
that. Yeah, indeed we are. Proudly serving.
Yep, Lou's been the chair of that for quite some time now. And always have lively discussions at our WAC meetings. Mm-hmm. So all good. And then I got into, I always like to give Alan Ellis credit for getting the lobbying efforts on behalf of recreational hunters. That freight train, Alan was the guy that got that freight train headed in the right direction. And Alan and Bill Miles and I had discussions, I don't know, a year and a half ago about mm-hmm. the transition organization from MHC, which Alan founded and I supported. And we formed Hunters of Maryland, HLM.
Hunters of Maryland.
HuntersofMaryland.com.
Hey, Steve. Yeah,
Facebook. Yep. Bobby Velvet did all of our logos and all the web design, all that stuff. Bobby
hey,
Velvet.
Hey, Steve.
Care of that.
Steve. You hear the music? You're going to have to hang on until after the news, okay?
Got
that means we're going out for a few minutes, so pick it up on the other side, okay?
Sorry. Everybody, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. And just have a great day. It's going to be beautiful.
Hang on, guys. We'll be back after the news.